Leo, April here from Real Talk Tarot, and today we are talking about this full moon energy in the sign of Aries. This is a very passionate, fiery, creative, potentially aggressive moon. Now last month we peaked the veil, and we were looking at some things, going a little bit deeper maybe into ourselves. Recognizing the shadow or the potential to use that shadow in a positive way, if you will. So, this moon is inviting us to live perfectly imperfect, all right? Meaning it's okay for us to embrace the learning curve a little bit, okay? Recognize that our trips and falls aren't as much of a problem as they are steps along the way. All right, we get back up, we dust ourselves off, we've learned something, we move on. All right, so this moon, now that Pluto is going direct after being retrograde since April, I think we're going to have more courage to face these things, all right? Now we're moving into Libra season here, and Libra's balanced, it's fair, okay, it's about diplomacy, all right, but I think like around the moon energy, Mars is not trying to hear that, okay, so we may become a little pushy, or a little bit more assertive in what we want. What we're going after. All right, so having said all that, that was just the planetary stuff going on, and there's plenty more. You can read up on it, Google it, whatever. We are going to go to the medicine cards, where we have an animal spirit that has come forth with guidance and wisdom for you on this full moon, and you have the squirrel. So let's talk about the squirrel. Why is the squirrel here in Leo's reading? The gathering power of squirrel medicine is a great gift. Now keep in mind, remember, I was talking about the little slips and falls we have. Every time we get back up, we're gathering, all right? We're gathering strength, we're gathering wisdom. It teaches you how to gather and store your energy for times of need. It teaches you to reserve something for future use, whether it be judgment, opinion, a savings account, candles, or even extra food. But to put it in a nutshell, the squirrel is the Boy Scout of the animal kingdom, okay? Always prepared. So, Leo, this moon is telling you to always be prepared. If the squirrel has scurried into your cards today, it may mean that you are being told to honor your future by readying yourself for change, okay? Not to get stuck in any ruts, not to get too comfortable with any situation, all right? This is not to mean you should live in a constant state of anxiety, but always thinking ahead, preparing for that rainy day. The message could be to lighten your load if you have gathered too many things that don't serve you. All right, so There could be a hoarding aspect here, and it might be time to purge certain things out of your life. This could include negative thoughts and worries, concerns, all right, as well as physical items, people, places, things, jobs. Okay. Squirrel has another lesson which can aid you if you observe what is obvious. It has to do with the safe place in which you put your gatherings. And this safe place is an untroubled heart and mind. The energies gathered will set your mind and heart free, so that you will know that all will be taken care of in its own time. Alright, so your greatest asset will always be feeling secure in the knowledge that you always have what you need. Alright? Okay, so that is the squirrel medicine message for you. Now, I'm going to throw down a Celtic cross with the story cubes. I think then we will clarify it with some cards. And we'll give you a couple more further messages. And that will be your reading. So let's get started with the Celtic cross spirit. Where is Gemini standing in this full moon energy spirit? I'm sorry, Leo. Why did I say Gemini? Are you dealing with a Gemini? That's interesting. I'm sorry. All right, Leo, we have the magic wand. So, you are creating something, okay? You are manifesting something. Or you have the ability to. What is crossing Leo spirit? There's a tower here. Okay, so there may be some type of sacrifice that you have to make, or change in your foundation for this wish to come true or for this manifestation to happen. Maybe you are manifesting a new foundation. Okay. You could be in the process of that. Like the squirrel, you know, who kind of diversifies. Maybe that's what, you know, you have a solid foundation, a job or whatever. But you might be looking for a side hustle. Okay. What is above the starseed of Leo, please? Above and below. For this full moon energy spirit, for Leo. Above Leo at this time. The scales. Alright, so we have that is Libra energy, so this could be, happening right now. Something needing to be balanced or will become balanced. What is the low? Low spirit? The world. Oh. Alright, so Leo, maybe you're feeling like the odds are against you at this time. Okay. Maybe you feel like maybe you want to manifest the whole world. Okay. What are we doing today, baby? Same thing we do every day. Right? Alright, Leo, what is in your recent past? The recent past, please, Leo. The Dharma wheel. Okay, so something may be shifting now into a more favorable environment, okay? And that could be what you've been manifesting for the near future, spirit. A clock. Something is time sensitive. Something is it's due time, okay? Or this is divine timing. All right, maybe that's why you've had to experience some delays and setbacks. So how is Leo see themselves as a big question mark here? You may be questioning what you're doing, and you could be just following your intuition without consciously knowing that, like you're being guided and kind of gently pushed in a direction, and you're just kind of going there. You're just kind of But your mental mind is questioning what am I doing? What exactly is it's interesting, okay. How do other people see you, Leo? How are others viewing Leo? As a foot, okay. They see you on a spiritual journey, okay? Or they see some type of awakening happening. There's some kind of subtle change within you. Hopes and fears, spirit. Hopes and fears for Leo. Shadow. Okay. Again, we were talking about that shadow side and the need to deal with it. Alright, so you could be fearing that that shadow side could sabotage something that you're working on right now. Alright, you might be afraid of that creeping in here a little bit. It might be creating a fear that's, you know, another blockage. What is the potential outcome? Communication of some kind in a letter. We have a letter here. So, some message you will receive. That could create the questioning mind, okay? Or it could determine your answer. It could determine your decision. We do, again, we have the Libra out here, the balance, the scales. You could be weighing something up. Possibly you are manifesting an opportunity. Kind of on the down low, and now it's coming up for it's coming back around, some kind of there's definitely something cooking here for you, Leo. Whether you're doing it or the universe is guiding you, does seem to be something. Let's go to the cards now. We're going to clarify this a little bit or try. Alright, spirit, why is the magic wand here? The Empress. Okay, so that's definitely a manifestation energy. the scales here, Spirit. The Chariot reversed. So something, again, that was not moving in the past is going to get a new boost, a new energy to start moving. Show me the World card. Why is the World here for? Page of Cups. So that again is another opportunity coming in. Maybe you have been doubting something about some ability or talent that you have, a gift. And it's coming back around to show you that it had potential. Because this is about bringing it back up, bringing it out, showing it off. Okay, show me the Dharma wheel, Spirit, for Leo, please. Show me the Dharma wheel. Yeah, something you have been working on in the past. Definitely with the Eight of Pentacles here. Okay, Spirit, why is the clock here for Leo? Why is the clock here, Spirit? Clarify the clock. Clarify the clock, please. Ten of Wands. So that's a burden. Something about time is a burden. I don't know if this is about maybe having waited so long for something that you gave up on it. Maybe being under pressure of time in some way. Again, I think I said something about something being time sensitive. All right. It's a limited time offer. That could be it. Okay. So what is Leo questioning here, Spirit? Good decision to make. You have a Two of Pentacles under you with this question mark. So there's definitely going to be some potentially life-changing decision to be made. And others seeing Leo spiritual. Why is the Foot here, Spirit? Do they see you maybe traveling? Queen of Swords, telling the truth, telling your truths. All right, so yeah, others are seeing you seeing you being yourself is as authentic. Why is the Shadow in the Hopes and Fears? Okay, because the shadow side's not really what we want people to see. Sometimes we hide it. So they can't. But the Queen of Swords is here and others are looking to you to be honest. So I just got the message, imposter syndrome. So maybe you're questioning yourself as to you know, am I really this person that I'm trying to say that I am? Okay. And the others see me, will I be able to live up to that image? The Emperor's here. Okay, well, the Emperor can be good. All right. This is solid, strong, fair leader. But on the shadow side of the Emperor, that can be a little dictatorial. You know, So maybe, you know, you see your shadow side, other people are seeing this other side, and you might be getting a little confused as to maybe which direction you want to go. Who do you want to be? Okay, do you want to be the emperor that's loved by his kingdom, or the oppressor here? Okay, Leah, so that is the shizzy on that. So let's get a couple more messages here for you. I'm going to go to this extra deck here and grab a couple messages from my angel guides and spirits, as well as quotes from famous people and characters throughout history. And we'll see what we come up with for the starseed of Leo. For this full moon, spirit, what do you got? If we could see ourselves as others see us, we would vanish on the spot. So this could be about people either seeing the good or the bad in us, and us really not wanting that recognized. So again, that goes back to the imposter syndrome. Get another one, please, for Leo spirit. Start every day with a smile and get it over with. Okay, so that's a quote. So even if you're not, feeling it, really, it's always best to start your day as peaceful and happy as you can, all right? It's a little pessimistic, a little cynical, but, let's see. Let's get another one here. Perfect. And the Oscar goes to you, Leo. Okay, especially if you are feeling this imposter syndrome. So I think this moon is going to bring out or bring in some messages for you to kind of tackle that issue. All right. If it is your issue, I mean, this is not going to resonate with everyone, of course, but if this is ringing true with you, it's okay, because we all face it. I mean, as human beings, we're here going, who am I? Why am I here? You know, I mean, there's nothing negative about this message, really. It's here to help you and guide you. All right, well, we're going to wrap it up here with a gemstone for meditation, for healing, for protection. You can use these gemstones in any way that you see fit. All right, give me a gemstone, please, for Leo. May I have a gemstone for Leo, please? Okay, Leo, your gemstone is malachite. This is for transformation, openness, and love. All right? I like it. Malachite for you. All right, Leo, that was your reading. I hope you enjoyed it. I would love to have you back again. And as always, stay blessed, and stay tuned.